Hey, Bree
Hey, Sandy.
Bree. How you feeling today?
Feeling good, ready to use my vocal cords.
Oh, Lord. Okay, go ahead and introduce it. Go ahead, do
Little
it. Okay.
Welcome back. The girl, she did that. Ooh, welcome back. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that was okay.
Hey, been
All right,
practicing.
y'all. Well, welcome back to Girl, She Did That podcast. With Bree and Sandy. And all right, Bree. Well, before we get into today's topic, who are we honoring today?
So today we are going to be honoring Ashanti,
Okay, Shanti.
which
Oh,
I'm really
baby. Oh, baby.
baby. You know what I'm saying? Baby, I love you. You know what I'm saying?
Bro,
What?
you can't sing all the lines. You can't.
What?
What? You singing all the lines? You singing the ad
Yeah.
libs too? Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Go ahead. One woman show here. Okay. All
I
right.
thought it was girl, she did that. She
It
did
is,
that. Girl, what?
Okay. Go ahead.
So, honoring Ashanti, congratulations on her baby, on her
Yes.
engagement slash marriage. I don't know which one has been confirmed, but we've made progress. I think that she is an example of people. Well, Nelly and her are both example of people who just need a little time to get it together on both parties. And, come back together and really make something happen. Some of the things that you weren't, the expectations you had when you were younger are not the expectations that you have in your 30s and 40s. So I think that, seeing them come back together, I was super excited about it. So shout out to her for, going through her process and at the end still getting all the things that she wanted.
Yes, in her own time.
In her own
Love
time.
it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Shout out
So,
to Ashanti, girl.
Ashanti, you did that, girl.
Girl,
I
you
mean, you ain't Nelly,
did
but.
that.
Girl, you did it. I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay.
Gotta add that in.
All right, what you drinking on today? What you drinking? What you drinking? What you drinking? What you drinking?
The same as always, a little Cabernet.
You know, you sticking to this
Not little.
little
Not
Cabernet.
little. Ain't nothing I do little.
Oh,
This might be a little cup. This might be a little cup.
okay.
But ain't nothing about me little.
First of all, you ain't what you doing with that? What's happening with that? And it's not a braid. It's not a no, y'all. When Brianka's hair is long, she like to whip it back. I can't stand it.
Okay.
I can't stand it. She's so
Because
dramatic.
it's just in the way, and I have to make sure.
It's dramatics for me. I can't. I can't with you. I can't.
Yes.
I can't.
What are you drinking?
Well, I'm drinking
That sounds like a
Hennessy.
sad story. Just talking about a drink.
I'm drinking Hennessy
Hey.
with some strawberry lemonade. I officially started my vacation from work, so I feel like I can decompress a little bit here.
Yes.
Just a little Henny with a little strawberry lemonade.
Okay. Okay. Sounds delicious.
It is. It
So, what are we going to be talking about today?
is. Oh, well, funny story.
Yes.
So, my lovely husband,
Mommy, mommy, mommy.
mommy, mammy, I can't stand. Oh, you ever watched Love at the Lockup? Let me talk about this for a minute. Love at the Lockup.
No, I don't, but I know
Okay,
you
so
are.
I love Love After Lockup. It's my favorite show. I know it shouldn't be, but it's my guilty pleasure. Anyway, it's the girl on there from this last season. And she's like, my man comes home. My man. I can't stand it. It bothers me so bad. But anyway. So my husband, I was sitting here, we was trying to figure out, you know, what we're going to talk about and all that. He was like, well, y'all should talk about overcoming adversity. Okay. So that's what we're talking about today. Shout out to that husband for the topic today. The husband. That husband, he don't want me to call him the husband because reminds me of the father.
It is that. I'm just like, no.
So shout out to that husband. My husband. Okay. So let's get into it. Overcoming adversity.
So first, let's define adversity.
She about to take y'all to school.
Okay.
She about to take y'all to school because she got, you know, degrees on degrees.
Okay. We didn't tell y'all we had degrees for nothing. Okay. Poor lady. Connect.
Go ahead with the definition.
Okay. Oh, gotta do it again. All right.
You don't have no hair over there. What did you do? You
know? It's all right.
Oh, okay. It's not okay.
Go ahead. Angel.
Imaginary. Okay.
Anyways, so adversity is a state or instance of serious or continued difficulty or misfortune.
Okay. That's all right.
Mm-hmm. And I also have the definition of overcoming adversity.
All right.
I'm going to break down both. But
okay.
I'm going to give you a definition. Taking an honest look at your own knowledge and skills, acknowledging your shortcoming and working on improving them every day.
Okay. What's your definition? Okay. So what are your thoughts about the definitions of that?
So I think that with also doing a little bit of the research about adversity, I think that we discovered that there's six different levels of, well, not necessarily levels, but components of adversity. So there's just different areas. So it could be mental, physical, financial. That's three. Y'all know the other three. All the components.
Not all the components. What?
Yeah, no, it's financial. You know, all the aspects of your life, you know, mental, physical, spiritual, financial,
emotional. Okay.
What more we're missing?
I don't know, but okay. I believe you. Yeah. I trust you.
Correct. I read it to you earlier. I didn't write it down. That's my bad. Don't leave me out there like that. Adversity. That's
got you.
Difficult. Anyways. But yeah, so when I think about adversity, I think about just the difficult things that we go through on a day-to-day basis and how we go through them and the ways that we go through them. I just feel like it's kind of like you use what you got to get through situations. And it may not always be the healthiest, but it's a way, right? So... You know, I think about adversity when it comes to, you know, being a Black woman or being a woman in general, but, you know, really, you know, more important of being a Black woman, the adversities of, you know, our workplaces. I think about, you know, the list of financial or, you know, the mental health, you know, all those different things that people go through when it comes to adversity and then how when we've gone through it, you know, what that looks like as well.
Sure.
Like sometimes people don't come out of those situations in the best of shape. So that's my thoughts.
So sticking to adversity as far as like Black women, what do you think some of your adverse experiences have been in regards to being Black and a woman? The fact that you just threw this piece on up, like,
real quick.
Oh my god.
I think that with being a Black woman, it's just so many different components when it comes to adversity. I think that, you know, in the workplace, I think that people assume that you can deal with a lot more because of the way that Black women are described in general, as far as us being strong and things of that nature, getting paid differently, the way that people interact with you. When it comes to like mental or, you know, emotional, when it comes to like dating, like sometimes, you know, having certain expectations as a woman and having to explain your lifestyle that may be different than what men may traditionally want in a woman, those adversities, you know, fighting for our rights for birth. That's an adversity.
For sure.
You know, fighting to, you know, at this point, keeping contraceptives as far as like whether you have the choice of having a baby or not, you know, having more control over our bodies, the autonomy. You know, there's so many different things as a Black woman, I feel like, you know, or even with as far as birth rates, our pain level, you know, people assuming that we can tolerate more pain for some strange odd reason. And even if that is true, that doesn't mean that if a woman says that, hey, this is a lot for me, that you're like, oh, well, because you're Black, you should be fine. Like, right. It should be taken seriously across the board. And whether that's physical or emotional. So, yeah, so just those are just things that I think of when I think about adversities as a Black woman, just a few of those things.
I think one of the things I think about when it comes to adversity and Black women, I think about us being labeled like the angry Black woman, or she's mean, emphasis on the mean. She, you know, I feel as though at times you kind of damn if you do, you damn if you don't, you know, if you use assertive communication, then it's seen as aggressive. Right. If you are passive, it's seen as aggressive. So really, either way you go, you really don't have a choice in how you're perceived because of this ongoing stereotype, right? That's kind of been created. I think for me, that's one of the things I probably struggle with the most in the workplace as far as adversity goes. But I try to stay focused on remembering that each opportunity that I get to interact with somebody is an opportunity to change that stereotype. And sometimes that feels like a burden, you know, that I always have to present myself in a way that I'm going to be heard, right, and understood. Because most of the times I'm always explaining. I even find myself including literature in emails about how somebody has used a microaggression against me, right, or how, you know, I perceive they may have experienced me, you know, just to provide that extra level of communication. So I don't know. I feel like it's a lot that goes into that.
It's exhausting.
For sure. For sure. For sure. So it definitely adds an extra layer of, I don't know, adversity. You already, you already got to get up and go to work. You know what I'm saying? Now you got to get up and go to work. And deal with a whole bunch of other stuff. You know?
Yeah, for sure.
So, I don't know. But I think that's where self-care comes in. I think a lot of people who do experience not just adversity in the workplace, but just adversity or obstacles in general, that sometimes they don't know how to take care of themselves in the midst of or after. And so they struggle with, you know, symptoms of depression and anxiety. You know, I don't think we talk about that enough either, that when obstacles occur or adversity occurs, we don't know how to deal with the anxiety or the depression of that. Right. So we go to those negative coping skills like drinking, you know, smoking, having a lot of sex, you know, mm-hmm. all types of different things. You know, I don't know. But what do you think?
I think that when it comes to, I remember you asked the question before, you were saying that, what was the question that you had asked before we got on here? It was something about,
oh, it was about self-esteem. Oh, self-love.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do I think, I think the question was, do you think people who go through adversity have self-love?
That's what it was.
Yeah.
So I think that correlating that to what you just said as far as self-care as well, I think that when it comes to adversity, I think that it's, at times it could go into fight or flight, or what resources or skills you already have. Like in the definition, it says the knowledge and the skills that you have, and you're using those things to get through something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think mm-hmm. that you're in a thought process of, let me just get through this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, okay, well, I'll just figure everything else out at the end. I just need to get through this. Mm-hmm. And I think that once you get through it, you're then overwhelmed with the emotional impact of what just happened.
Right.
So like, for example, if you have a friend that ends up replacing you with a new friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you're just trying to get through, like, okay, so what do I do without this friend? Like, this is the difficulty. Like, this was my best friend, and now this is no longer my best friend anymore.
Right.
And you're like, okay, well, you know, you're just like, okay, well, let's have the conversation. The conversation is still feeling the same as far as like, okay, we're not going to be friends at this end. You're now having to deal with the aftermath of trying to get through that difficult relationship or that difficult choice that you had to make as far as moving forward without that person. So mm-hmm. you have to deal with the betrayal, the disappointment, the frustration, the confusion.
Mm-hmm.
And probably a little bit of like depression.
Sure.
And so, and probably many other things, but all that to say that you're not thinking about all of those emotions in the midst of the storm. Mm-hmm. You're just trying to get through it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's where the self-love comes in, is that if you have more self-love and you're able to have the emotional intelligence to have the understanding of your situation and knowing that it's much more complicated than those temporary emotions. It's more so like, okay, how do I deal with these emotions? How do I get them out? And what's the solution, even when sure. it comes to that? So it's like, it's like there's a second layer to the aftermath mm-hmm. of adversity.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
Degree, putting that degree to work. Which some people don't have emotional mm-hmm. intelligence because they don't know how to deal with their emotions on top of managing other people's emotions, mm-hmm. right? Which causes us to have to find a DSM diagnosis, right? I mean, if you think about it, what?
Yeah, I mean, no, I'm agreeing. Like, I'm just thinking about the DSM.
I mean, like you say, at some point we're all in there.
Oh, for sure.
Right. Is these symptoms impairing your life so much that you cannot function
mm-hmm.
at work, at school, in life, you know, mm-hmm. like, yeah.
Or sometimes, you know, with not doing the aftercare, which is the self-care.
Right.
You can find yourself back in the same adversity.
Say that. Now that's a word right there. That's a word.
You know,
that's a word.
So again, using the same example, you get a new friend and then like that friend don't want to be with you, your sure. friend no more. Then you right. get another friend, that friend don't want to be with you. Like there's something that you have to reevaluate being like, okay, well, why do I keep on having failed friendships?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and it still is not to say that those people did not contribute in a way for there to be a lesson learned, but you are the creator of your story.
Right.
So you're clearly writing something that you don't like the end of the results. So, you know, getting through it is fine, but it's about the aftercare to the aftermath. So, you know, I think that sometimes people find themselves in a cycle of like continuing to do the same thing over and over and over again. And if you continue to blame outside sources, aka lack of accountability, then you find yourself back in that same cycle. And so you either settle for the cycle, thinking like, okay, well, I already know what's going to happen. I already know what this person is going to do. I already know this. Or you're going to try to figure out a way to get out of that cycle. So
that accountability piece, though, is that so many people don't want to be held accountable, right, for their actions or for the things that they do. Right? They are not open to feedback in adversity. Right? Because a part of going through adversity, even in psychology field, you're supposed to consult. Right? You're supposed to ask questions and make sure you're making the best informed decision. But a lot of people don't like feedback. You know, they want to do what they want to do when they get ready to do it. And that's cool, right? But there's going to be consequences to that. You know, so how do we, as people, like, hold each other accountable for the things that we say and we do?
I think that when it comes to accountability, I think that people have to stop thinking of accountability as a form of punishment.
Ooh, that's good.
You know, I think that you have to understand that people have the autonomy, the ability to make a choice. So even if you've hurt somebody, right? Hurt their feelings. You taking accountability doesn't make you a bad person or you should be nailed to the cross. What you're doing as a person who was taking accountability is that you are acknowledging that you hurt somebody, whether that was intentional or unintentional, and you are basically trying to rectify a situation, right? But I think that oftentimes we think of accountability as saying like, I'm wrong and I should be punished.
Right.
When in all actuality is not necessarily, now punishment may come depending on the situation. I'm not saying that whatever I'm saying is 100% like, oh yeah, when you take accountability, you don't receive punishment. But I think that oftentimes people feel like, oh, I didn't do anything wrong, so I don't need to take accountability. So it's more so about acknowledging how you made somebody feel versus just the action that was done. So when you lessen your pride and ego, then you'll increase your accountability. You know, that correlates a lot to people owning up to the things that they do. And I think that, you know, also when it comes to accountability, when you don't take accountability, it's like a ball. And it's like you're passing it to someone else to say, hey, you take accountability for it because I'm not going to do it. And just imagine being the person that's hurt and somebody telling you, you just got to take that because I'm not going to take it. Even though I am the reason why we're having this conversation, I'm not going to take that responsibility, take that burden. And it just becomes unfair. And when someone feels like they're in a relationship or a friendship, whatever the case may be, where a person lacks accountability, they end up slowly but surely chipping away at them. And the relationship ends up being destroyed. And people are like, well, I don't know how we got here. I can tell you exactly how we got here, but it would take accountability. You know?
Yeah.
You know, so it's like you said earlier, damn if you do, damn if you don't type of situation when people don't take accountability. So I think that, and also when you take, also what I've noticed when taking accountability, it kind of shortens the argument or the disagreement. Like if I'm like, you know what, I didn't know that you felt that way, or I didn't know that what I said harmed you like that. I apologize. I now that I know that that has harmed you, I'm not going to do that again.
Mm-hmm.
In a conversation.
Right.
That's it. Like, not like, yeah, like, I mean, how much are you going to say back? Or how, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you get angry, you're just like, at this point, trying to make nothing out of something.
Right.
You know, it's not, it's just like, you know, people just want to be validated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And knowing that, you're like, oh, okay, like, seek understanding so that you know what you did to harm that person.
Right.
Versus you're being so stuck on, oh, well, yeah, like, I did that, but you did. Like, we're going to get right. to what you did. We're going to get there.
Right.
But right now, like, you know what I'm saying? But, like, right now, your piece is bigger.
Right.
We need to deal with the bigger piece.
Right, right.
So I know I kind of went on a rant, but yeah.
It's fine. It's fine. You the owner of the podcast, so you can rant all you want.
Yeah.
Speaking of, though. Speaking of rants, no, I'm just playing. No, but thinking about, you know, overcoming adversity, I think we both have been through some form of adversity. How do you think you were able to overcome your own adversity?
I do a lot of self-reflection. Like, a lot of self-reflection, a lot of also talking out things. Like, even though, like we'll be on the phone and, you know, I might be upset about something. And I've done the work to work on my ego, my pride when it comes to feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that has made me a greater person tremendously
mm-hmm.
because of it. I'm mm-hmm. now able to pass that torch to other people, you know, like, hey, like, if you would just calm down your ego a little bit, you could see the situation for what it is
mm-hmm.
versus what you want it to be. So I think that that has helped me a lot when it comes to adversity, and also being a woman who always wants to know why.
Mm.
Why are you feeling that way? Or, you know, why did you do that? Mm-hmm. You know, what state of mind were you in that you said that to me or did that to me? So, you know, I've always wanted to seek understanding. Because I want that to be given, I want that to be extended to me,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I'm not going to always say the right things all the time or do the right things all the time. I want that grace and understanding for me. So I do my best to extend it to others. So that's how I get through adversity.
Okay.
When I'm on the other side.
Okay. Okay.
What about you?
Let me see. You know, I'm rough around the edges. First of all, don't drink that glass like that. Don't do that. Don't you do that.
You ain't supposed to do stuff like that. No.
Nah, don't do that. I think for me, adversity in my life started very early. So mm-hmm. I ain't had no choice but to, like, have to bounce back quickly. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like just growing up, like, I didn't have a choice. I was an adult at like 10. Like, I just had to figure it out. And as I have gotten older, I cannot just cut folks off. Like, you know, you do something to me, I'm done with you, literally. Mm-hmm. And now that I'm, like I said, I'm getting older, I've learned a lot about grace mm-hmm. and adversity, giving myself grace to feel the feelings I need to feel, because I will never allow myself to do that. Because I just want to get through it and move on to the next thing. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes that has been a downfall for me, because I have missed blessings in that. And so for me, it is being able to slow down, think about how I'm going to address the matter or the adversity, move through the adversity with grace. Mm-hmm. Right. And then use it to help somebody else.
Yeah,
that makes sense. I think that's the process for me, because I have grown a lot. Pat myself on the back. Evolution, growth. First of all, the fact that you're shaking your head,
is wild. I can't shake my head.
I mean, I think you know.
It's
I mean, you know, 24 year old Sandy and 30 something blank 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 Sandy is completely different, wouldn't you say?
Let's get back to 30 something. No. You don't know
blank,
how old you are?
Blank blank blank.
No. Oh.
Blank 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 to the blank.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I mean, I'm not as grown as you, where you just put your age, you know. Just...
Oh, okay. Girl.
I ain't as grown as you. Mm-mm, not yet. Okay, girl. I ain't there yet. Maybe in a couple months. Maybe in a couple months. But like I said, 30 blank 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 to the blank.
Yeah. I think that also, like, to your point when it comes to like wanting to go to the next step, like making, I think that with adversity, with dealing with that, also making space for yourself. I think that's essentially what we're talking about. It's like making space for yourself and other people when it comes to adversity. Like, because you may not go through adversity by yourself. You may go through adversity with someone else too.
Sure.
And they may deal with it differently than you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, they may deal with, you know, certain situations just totally different, or view it totally different because of the lack of knowledge or the lack of understanding of a situation. So, or age or maturity, like there's just so many things that contributes to what we're talking about. But I think that, you know, people don't oftentimes make space for people, even when they hurt you. Yeah. They still deserve space.
Yeah. So. I was looking at a video from Tabitha Brown's husband.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about his, so early in their marriage, her mother passed away when they were very, very young.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about how he did not show up for her the way that he should have because he didn't know how to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as their marriage went on, he definitely said that, you know, she forgave him. But he still has this sense of feeling bad, right? And when you were talking, it made me immediately think he was young, had never been through grief. You know, as a Black man, probably don't know how to show his emotions. So just showing none was probably the most appropriate thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're right. I think it's so many factors that contribute to when you go through adversity, how you get through the adversity.
And to also to add on, like, Tabitha could have been like, oh, he didn't show up for me? Forget him.
Exactly.
Forget him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, regardless of your age or what you've gone through or what you've lost or whatever the case may be, like, I lost my mom. So it's like, my support system should drop everything and do whatever that needs to be done for me.
Right.
So
that's
going towards, you know, me saying that, you know, giving space to people who've even done you wrong. Because if she would have never gave him that space, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying that Tabitha Brown would not be happy, but it possibly wouldn't have been with Chance.
Right.
So, you know, so that's the benefit of giving people space in the midst of adversity.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Tabitha Brown, because girl, you did that.
Yeah,
allowing your husband space,
mm-hmm.
right? Even when he didn't know how to serve you, you knew how to serve him.
Mm. Right.
That's a word right there.
That's a word right there.
That's a word. Girl, you did that. You taught me something.
Mm. Okay.
You taught me something and him.
Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I think that, you know, just extending, you know, that grace to people. And we don't know Tabitha personally, but I'm sure that she probably.
But I want to know her. Hey, Miss Brown, girl, we want to, girl, put us on your show. Okay. Very good Mondays. Very good, good Mondays. I love very good Mondays. Okay, sorry. Girl, put us on, girl. You gotta speak into existence.
Listen.
Speak into existence. We want to be on Essence too, y'all. Invite us for Essence. Invite us for Essence. Okay, sorry.
But I think that speaks to her character, you know? Yeah. So I think that, you know, adversity, I think that we definitely, you know, it's the misfortune of it.
Okay, Miss Fortune.
Miss Fortune of it. But yeah.
Well, as we wrap up, great show. Okay, that was a good topic. Shout out to that husband. All right, Bri, you got to do your part now. You know.
Okay, so remember, guys, as always, follow us on all of our social media sites, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. And as always, y'all can follow us on all of the podcast streaming, Apple, Spotify, Samsung, Yo Son, My Son, They Son, you know,
Pandora. Pandora. Brianna, them other places don't even exist.
They don't. But I knew that before I said it. But yeah, Pandora, iHeart, you know, whatever that you listen to your podcast on, we are on it. And if not, go to the ones we just listed. So, so as always, it's always been a pleasure, you know, and until the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.